Sports This Hour with Kevin Coyle, a presentation of Wyoming Building Supply, and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo, and James and Julie in off the fresh cold snow this morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Great. It's beautiful.
Good.
It is.
Beautiful. This is a good snow, like no driving gale force winds. It was just pretty and...
And the way it sticks to the trees and the fences.
Yeah. It's very pretty.
Yeah. So, yeah, very, very nice. 4,600. It's almost a half inch of moisture out of that.
Nice.
Yeah, good stuff. Today's Friday. Yay.
Yay.
All right.
We made it.
You made her. Mm-hmm. James is going to be behind the broadcast mic on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Trooper
first game.
Baseball.
Yeah, first home game.
First home game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Home opener.
Home
playing
opener.
Miles City.
What time's that game?
First pitch for the first game is 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? James will have the call, folks.
Will the grill be open?
I actually don't know. I would assume so.
Best
cheeseburgers around. There you go. And James will have the call on SheridanMedia.com. SheridanMedia.com TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be on the front of
1410 AM and 106.9 FM.
So we'll be televising it.
Yes.
Nice.
Streaming it. Yep.
So you'll be able to watch it. It'll be online at SheridanMedia.com and on the air, 1410, 106.9 FM, KWYO. So Sunday game, home opener for the troops. All right, 1961, Bay of Pigs invasion began on this date.
Okay.
Yes, the CIA-trained Cuban exiles landed in Cuba in an attempt to overthrow Fidel Castro on this date, 1961. 1964, Ford Mustang was introduced at the New York World's Fair.
Hmm.
Ever been to a World's Fair?
Yeah, Spokane, Washington, or maybe Seattle. I think it was Seattle.
I was in Canada for the fair back in 90. When was that? 92?
Oh, mine. Yes. I was a kid when I went.
Yeah. They're kind of cool. They still have them.
I didn't know that.
They do still have them.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, they're spaced out, but they do still have them.
I bet they're completely different.
The one I always think of is like GEC, I think is what it's called. GED, whatever. The one that's in Vegas every year, but it's not a World's Fair. It's GEC. GDC, that's what it is.
Something.
Yeah, it's like a big like electronics.
Mm.
Like a bunch of companies show up with like their new electronics type of thing.
Yeah, everything's so different now. So
yeah,
I remember it was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun. Definitely got a taste of the world.
I got a pet rock and an invisible dog.
Wow,
you know the it's
very on brand.
You got cheated.
Yeah,
they saw this kid.
Gave you that here.
Yeah, I know.
I have lots of pet rocks.
I was gonna say they saw this kid and they're like, I'm gonna sell this kid a rock. Check this out, and an invisible dog.
That's right,
the invisible dog. I just realized how bad that sounds.
Yeah.
But it was a leash that was like, had a collar.
Had nothing on it.
Yeah, and it looked like
it went onto the ground. You're just dragging a leash around on the ground.
I was such a sucker.
Wow, Julie.
Yeah, they got you good.
I'm sorry. Man.
Somebody won a bet that day.
I think somebody won a bet that day.
I could sell this kid an invisible dog. Check this out.
I think a lot were sold.
Yeah. Hey, lady, come on over here and check out this invisible dog.
You don't see this dog?
Yeah.
Right. Take it home today. All right. I know you like this. Bat Appreciation Day.
I love bats. I do.
Bats are awesome.
Bats.
Why do you love like bats?
Well, first of all, they're a huge... You know, they're very important.
Yes, they are very
people
important.
People are like, oh, my God, you know, and oh, my gosh, it's rabies. But they're just really neat and amazing from a, you know, developmental standpoint.
Okay. I like bats, too. Bats are cool.
Really?
Yeah. Bats are really cool.
All right.
Bats are awesome. Anything can give you rabies. That's a misnomer.
Well, that's anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. Anything can give you rabies.
Yeah.
It's blah, blah, blah day. You know how you have that.
All right,
on.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, cheese ball day.
Love a cheese ball up here. We've had numerous cheese balls up here.
Yeah. We have. It's.
We get pretty excited about those.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Yeah, I know we do.
The cheese ball's here.
That's how we know.
Holidays.
Yeah, that's how we know. That's the holiday marker for us.
Yeah.
It's. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely that. It's tomorrow, Saturday. Ooh, Animal Crackers Day. Love the Animal Crackers.
I think I had my first Animal Cracker in like 12 years this past week. It's been forever since I've had animal crackers.
I like the frosted you animal bought, crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else had them. That's a good one. Like some, I think it was my brother or something like that and had them, and I had one. I was like, I haven't had these in forever, so I had one.
Did you buy,
uneventful?
Did you buy them with the little? Do they still sell? I think they still sell them with
in the tin cans. Still,
no, the well, little the Barnum little
cardboard
and
train circus thing. Circus train.
I don't know
thing.
About that. This one was in a package. These were in a package.
Okay, so I got to go shopping this weekend. So I'm going to look for animal. Crackers.
Animal. You'll have one and be like, yeah, that's about it.
The frosted ones are good.
Okay, I'll try to remember to. Buy frosted and unfrosted
frosted are good.
Animal crackers this weekend. And hopefully in the little train box that they used
the
to
frosted the frosted ones yeah. aren't.
Oh, the frosted mm-hmm. ones aren't? Well, they just come in a big sack?
They come in, I mean, because...
like a Cheez-It package. Like one of the small Cheez-It
it's
packages.
Like a cookie, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll okay. find them.
All right. I'll look for it. Maybe. Okay, Sunday. What's happening on Sunday?
Much show prep today, Bob. Shuffling your favors there.
I know. I lost track of them. Bicycle day. Yay. I'll probably go for a bike ride.
Sure.
Well, I'll probably go for a bike ride Saturday and Sunday. It's supposed to be nice weather. Bicycle day. Go for a bike ride. Garlic day. Wish I love it. Doesn't like me.
Yeah, me either.
Love garlic. Yeah.
I almost feel like I got developed an allergic reaction to it.
I know.
I'll eat garlic straight up. Yeah. Not really. I would never do that. But just it's one of those things where you smell it and you're like, I could just eat that. It's,
I smell
no problem.
It, oh, no.
Really? Oh, man, yeah. That's unfortunate.
It's really good, but a lot of times people overuse it.
See, I like sure. Exactly. That's the point. I like just a little bit of garlic, but unfortunately, even just a little bit just rips my stomach up.
Me too. Oh, that's interesting.
I know. Rice ball day.
Don't a good rice
even
ball.
Know what that is.
It's a rice ball. It's rice just ball. All of rice.
Wow.
Pretty, okay. Yeah.
I was riveting.
Yeah. That was a rice ball.
Okay.
They just.
All right.
Like a half ball, and you put it on like a
oh,
plate.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Rice ball.
All right. How many pounds of eggs are you going to eat this year?
Oh, man.
I eat an egg almost 20. Every day.
I say 20. Yeah, hard 25 pounds.
Egg. I eat a hard boiled egg almost every day.
Yeah, you eat them prepackaged, which is crazy to me.
Well, sometimes I don't have a chance to.
Get prepackaged, hard boiled eggs.
Hard boiled them. I don't have a chance.
You can hard boil them in your
air fryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've done that.
Oh.
It's just, again.
As I'm walking around with a package of pre-hard boiled eggs, I was like, what are you doing? What is this? Why would you do this?
He asked me the other day, he goes, what is that?
Yeah.
Like a hard boiled egg in a package?
Yeah. I was like, you bought them pre-packaged hard boiled eggs?
I did.
What are we doing here?
Starbucks has
those. He goes, you can make those at home. I go, thanks, James. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't even know you could prepackage hard-boiled eggs.
He'd never seen a prepackaged.
You can find them in convenience stores.
Yeah, I know, but
I bought these in this grocery store.
If you can't trust
and
the
check
Twinkie.
The expiration.
If you can't trust the Twinkie, then maybe the prepackaged hard-boiled eggs aren't the greatest idea.
If Bob brings those in to share with the staff, make sure you check the expiration date.
Hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah.
Got what's that smell?
Yeah, and they already smell bad, so you're in trouble.
All right. You guys done making fun of me with my
prepackaged hard-boiled eggs? That's something an alien would do.
I didn't have a chance to even air fry them, which is what I usually do, which they're really good air fried, by the way. But didn't have a chance. I go, okay, I'm going
to
go grab
I'll
a
go
bag.
To the store and go
to the
this,
store and grab a bag.
I'll go to the aisle that's usually empty and covered in dust, the prepackaged hard-boiled egg aisle.
It's not. There's a lot of movement on that aisle. You know, so I'm not the only one because I checked that out, too.
They get the eggs about ready to expire.
Yeah.
Boil them
and prepackage them.
All right. Okay. Survey finds how many people out of 10 would like to be a little taller?
Oh. Six.
Five.
Seven.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what the average height of a man is?
5'11".
5'8".
5'9". That's what I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, I think you're taller. No, I think you're taller than that.
Well, maybe I am. Last time I checked, high school.
Yeah, that's
was
true.
5'9". You know, you get some your basketball team, they all put the tape up. Mm-hmm. And, hey, you're 5'9". Okay. I don't think I've ever been measured since.
Really?
I don't know. All right. New study found that 30% of Americans love dinosaurs. Yes.
Only
30? I was going to say that's lower than I would have thought.
That is low. What's wrong with people? The favorite dinosaur?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes. Followed by?
Triceratops.
Brontosaurus.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And third was Triceratops. 16% of American adults are able to name five or more dinosaurs. Well, that's good. All right, we love dinosaurs.
I mean, we kind of did, yeah.
Yeah, you did. You guys did.
Allosaurus, there's our fifth.
You did well. All right.
Does Megalodon count? No, that was after dinosaurs.
Oh, was it?
I think it was after. I think.
I don't know. Sure.
Time frame. There's a cool series.
It's a mammal.
Julie put me onto it.
Sure.
On
dinosaurs.
Netflix.
Called Dinosaurs.
Called Dinosaurs.
Real inventive name.
Well, easy to remember.
Yeah, Dinosaur.
So I watched it. You know, it's cartoon, obviously.
Sure.
Animated, but it gives you the actual chronological of where the dinosaurs all came into each other.
Yeah.
It's hard to grasp. They found, I read this the other day in my exciting rock magazine that I get. They found a worm. They found fossils of worms that were, check this out, 500 million years old.
Wow.
Cool.
Can you even grasp?
No.
500 million years?
One of the stats that I heard, which always blows my mind when I hear it, is we're closer to living with the, like, we're closer in time to the T-Rex than the T-Rex was to the Triceratops.
Yes.
Whoa.
I always thought that was crazy. Yes,
that's exactly
right.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. If you have a chance to see that, it's called Dinosaurs, and it's on Netflix, and it, you know.
It's crazy.
And it's great for the, it's a great family show, because, you know, there's cartoons that you can see the dinosaurs and what happened, and then it does, gives the whole chronological, it's
it
way
is good.
Cool.
You don't think about how long they lived until you hear that.
You know what I really like? Because each, there's like four episodes, but they're like 35 minutes each. Yeah. That's my kind of TV.
And you have it on two times speed.
Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
And you have it on two times.
Just speeds downing hard-boiled packaged eggs. 8 p.m.
Oh, I sat down, James, with my bag of hard-boiled eggs. And
I'm going to watch this dino show, two-time speed, 35 minutes.
I was on a run. I was on a run with it, you know?
Yeah.
Two times the speed.
Show me the Allosaurus. Eat some slamming hard-boiled eggs.
I'm slamming hard-boiled eggs.
Your wife walks in. Why is it
movie?
Smelling here?
That's the night with Bob Berman.
Yeah. I'm watching dinos with hard-boiled eggs.
Fun weekend with me, huh? All right. You guys have an awesome weekend.
You too.
We have Fox News. It's on the way next. News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. Steve Schreffler has Swap Shop Line for you next hour.